A couple of months ago, I recorded a post about reworking your 2020 vision board. I recorded that episode about a month into the pandemic, and I think that all of us, even the most rational, were still in denial and it wasn't a river. I had so many thoughts about how my year was going to be a complete wash or that I had to completely rethink my goals and not dream the dreams that I had for myself. Now I realize that I was still kind of in shock. The reality of what has happened since the pandemic hit has been so incredibly surprising to me, and I thought that the first week of July would be a great time to talk about revisiting your 2020 goals. And right now, I would like to kind of share how I'm reworking mine, what you should think about, and think about it this way. You've got 6 more months in 2020. That feels like a threat a little bit. But there's still 6 months left in this year, and that means that you could potentially make your goals happen. Let's talk. This episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks Academy. Do you have 20 minutes later on in your day? Watch the 20-minute workshop, Why Now is the Time to Publish Your First Book. You'll go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/revisit your goals. Again, you'll go to the show notes, michelleismoneyhungry.com/revisit your goals to access that workshop. Learn about Make Money with eBooks Academy, a supportive author community. You'll have ongoing access to resources for your self-publishing journey, twice a month live office hours, author hot seats, in-depth coverage of the following topics: book writing, productivity, marketing, building your author brand, pricing, and more. Let's get to it. Recording this episode, I am still working through an extreme level of exhaustion from dealing with the pandemic. In fact, I now joke that I have pandemic brain, kind of similar to mom brain. You know how like moms are just completely distracted. They have a lot going on and you're just like, mom, focus. I feel like that all the time. And I've heard other people joke and actually kind of express concern about the fact that they can't remember the day. They think it's Tuesday, but then it's Thursday, or it's Thursday and they think it's Tuesday. Like, we're a mess. And being a mess is hard right now because there's a lot going on. And in fact, there's so much to manage with this situation. I thought that it would be important to talk about nurturing our dreams again. I've brought this up a couple of different ways from different angles. And there's a reason why. I think that a lot of us are at risk of letting some of our dreams kind of slide away. And I don't want that to happen. I really don't. And I think that it's important to remember that this year isn't over yet and that you need to consider that. So I want to break down some of the different types of goals that people typically work towards in a year, and how you can reboot those goals for yourself as we head towards the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021. The first thing is, I want to ask you a question. Are you happy? What makes you happy? In a recent poll, Americans said that they were the unhappiest that they've been in 50 years. Think about that. That is a really startling number. We are that unhappy that 1970, you know, wow. Anywho, we're having a tough year, but quite honestly, for a lot of people, the last few years have been kind of crap. So here's the thing. Your happiness is non-negotiable. No one else will care about your happiness as much as you do. And you are going to have to actively nurture your happiness every single day. So last week I shared how I went on a backpacking trip, like I overpacked and I borrowed the equipment because, weirdly enough, I have equipment for all the activities but camping, even though I do have a backpack. Anywho, and I had so much fun, even though I ended up with the blister from hell. I lost 6 pounds from just like all the work, all the working out. And it was just, it was so wonderful. And I can't wait to do something like that again. And I am very aggressively focusing on how to be happy, because that is a form of, that's almost a political stance, right? Like people just want me to be unhappy. And I quite honestly refuse to do that for them. Okay. I recently wrote a post Business Insider. It seems to be doing well. And there are people who don't like the post. And I think it's hilarious that they've been triggered. And I'm not messing with them because I don't have energy to be messing with people. But I'm going to be honest, I love that they're wasting their energy on this. I'm not going to waste my energy on rebuttals and back and forths with people I don't know. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. Like, you have to manage your energy. You have to actively cultivate your happiness. And that is a completely non-negotiable statement. You need to be happy. You deserve to be happy. And I want you to be happy. I do. So as of today, grab a piece of paper and think about what are the things that you can do to nurture your happiness daily. And they can be simple things. For me, they're very simple. Sitting on a patio and having a cup of coffee, simple way for me to be happy. I love doing it. I talk to people from afar, and it's just a really fun way to connect with others. Going on a hike, that is a really simple way for me to be happy. Going to dance class or fitness class, that's another way that makes me happy. They're very simple things. Talking to my mom, even though, as parents do, she does drive me crazy because she's my mom. I love talking to my mom about lots of random things, and I love it when she shares interesting information for me, because her love language is service. So she's very sweet and likes to tell me about different stuff. And I love that. So giving her the opportunity to do that for me. So I love to nurture that, those kinds of connections and conversation. And it's super easy for me to be happy doing those things. I want you to think about what makes you happy. By the way, I also love reading. I do make money with ebooks. I love to read. So just reading a romance or reading a dystopian novel or just chilling out. Right now, I am literally rewatching Star Trek. Okay. I've discovered this random channel called Heroes and Icons. It's free because I don't pay for cable. And I just rewatch Star Trek. So get your paper, get your laptop, whatever, and write down the things that make you happy. And unapologetically enjoy them. Okay. Live your happiness. Don't tell people your plan. So live your happiness. Don't tell people your plan for your happiness. Just live it. I'm still really out of shape and it still really bothers me. It's making me crazy. I'm going to be honest. I didn't do anything about it last year. I just didn't. I got sidetracked. And in fact, I'm so out of shape right now, it's really painful to talk about. When I went on my backpacking trip, I was always the part of the last two people in line, which was fine because we ended up being the people who saw the moose on the trail because we were so slow. But it does bother me. I didn't gain the COVID-19. I did gain about 5 pounds though, I will be honest. And so one of the things that I'm working on is the fact that now is not the time to fall apart physically. Like it is so important to maintain my health and wellness. And, you know, this is just not the year to not lose the weight. This is the year to really make sure that I'm okay and healthy. So instead of feeling badly about this, because I'm not going to feel badly. I enjoyed emotionally eating. It was very comforting and we're good now. I'm just going to set a very simple goal. Just a simple goal that I can actually focus on without feeling overwhelmed, because everything else is so overwhelming. And I'm taking a page out of my friend Jessica Garbarino's book from Every Single Dollar. And she set a goal of just walking 12,000 steps a day. So I'm copying her goal. I'm going to be just walking 12,000 steps a day. I own a Fitbit, so it's very easy for me to figure it out. And literally that's it. And I'm going to drink more water. And it's hot this year and really humid for Denver. So this isn't, these are two very easy things for me to do. And literally that's it. I think the other thing for health and wellness that I'm focused on is mindset. More than any other year in recent memory, with the exception of the years when my mom and I lived together, I'm finding that mindset and managing my mindset is really huge right now. And so that is an area where I am focusing. So right now I'm at the tail end of paying off my unsecured debt. Ugh, so over it. So freaking over it. I actually plan on recording an entire episode about stalling out on my last $5,500 in unsecured debt for a year. It makes no sense, but it happened. It looks like everything will be done, I think, by mid to end of August. So it's pretty soon. I'm starting to get really like so excited. I want to ask you, what are your money goals? Many people, money goals can range from anything like earning more, paying off debt, investing, or saving. I'm going to make it simple for everyone. The only money goal you need to have is to earn more. Period. Everyone needs to earn more. That is the money goal that you must have. Why? Because if you earn more, you can do all the other things that your money is allotted towards. So literally, I've simplified it for everyone. You need to earn more. That's it. You need to earn more. That is the money goal that everyone should have. Earn more. Because then you can pay off debt. You can save. You can pay for repairs in your home, you can invest, whatever, you have to save more. Or excuse me, you have to earn more. That simple. Love. So dating during a pandemic seems to be like a little confusing because you just don't know who's got the Rona, right? But people still want to meet people. People still want to make connections. And I'm going to be honest, I've been hit on more since this has happened than in years. In fact, on Saturday when I was walking around my neighborhood, I was told I was beautiful. And this was right before I put my mask back on my face. So this gentleman's like, oh, look at you. You just look like a cool breeze in your dress. I was wearing a maxi dress. He's like, you look so beautiful today. It was very nice. And I just thought it was charming and I loved the compliment and I took it. But I'm being really serious. Like, I am shocked at how much I've been hit on since the pandemic. I don't know what is going on. I'm not going to question it. I'm going to enjoy every second of it. And I also think that the universe is clear that I really do want to date now. We'll figure it out. And I think for anyone who is looking to attract love, you got to be very clear with the universe and with yourself that you're ready to attract it. So I think that that is part of what is going on. Woo! So we're going to talk about travel goals. Hashtag travel goals. It so pains me to say this to people because a lot of people still seem to be really not understanding what is happening in terms of US-based travelers who would like to go overseas. I feel sad for you guys because I used to work with international students. So this is something that I did for 10 years. I've been an international student. I've lived abroad and no country in its right mind would let American citizens into it. Let me repeat this. No country in its right mind would let American citizens into its borders or cross their borders while we have this COVID mess. It makes no sense. They, you know, I don't even want you guys coming to Colorado. I really don't. We sat for 3 months inside the house so that we could push down the infections. And then you come to my state and infect us? So no, we are not going to be traveling anytime soon overseas. And there's two things at play. One is we clearly are not handling this situation well, okay? Period. Like it's not even something to like argue. It just is a fact. It's just a fact. And for those of you who aren't aware, at the time I'm recording this episode, which is Sunday, July 5th, 2020, the European Union will not allow American citizens to travel into its borders. Just to be clear. And they shouldn't. because they stayed in their house for 3 or 4 months to suppress this disease, and we do not have a handle on it. I don't care how much money we think we have to go over there. I would not let us go there. Like, it makes no sense. Just because we want to be there doesn't mean that they need to have us there or that they want us there. And I know it's harsh to say it this way, but I need you to hear this. We are not going anywhere overseas for a while. Period. Like, just period. The other issue is reciprocity. So we likewise have countries that we have said are not allowed to travel to the US. So reciprocity is basically a system where other governments will apply the same standards that we're applying to those countries. So for example, for the longest time, we couldn't go to Brazil without a visa. Why? Because we required Brazilians to have a visa to come to the United States. So when I went to Argentina, I went to Iguazu Falls, which is like, it makes Niagara look like crap. It's like the most beautiful falls I've ever seen in life. And Iguazu Falls is along the Argentine, Brazilian, and Paraguayan borders. I couldn't go to the Brazilian side because I was American and I didn't have a visa. Okay. This now has changed. Before the coronavirus, that visa standard changed because Brazil was like, okay, Americans can come without a visa. So if I did that same trip, I'd be able to cross the border. Again, reciprocity means that if we say one thing to a country, we're like, hey, you can't visit without this certain thing, then the country's like, okay, that's fair enough. We'll do the same for your citizens. So a lot of countries will be applying that standard to American citizens moving forward. And that just is what it is. Okay. And that's a lot more countries than I think people realize. So if travel is something that you care about and you are focused on, I don't want you to be sad about this. I want you to, because things will change. I want you to take the time to think about what your future trips will be like, to start saving, to start creating the itineraries, to really think about what your future trips will be like, what to consider. So I have already begun thinking about that. So one trip I want to do is here in the United States. I want to do the Colorado Trail. If you've ever seen the movie Wild or read the book Wild, this young woman basically walks across the Pacific Trail, the Pacific Coast Trail in California. And it's kind of like a coming of age story. But anyway, ever since then, I've been obsessed with the idea of doing a thru hike. Well, Colorado has one. It's about 500 miles long, takes about 6 weeks to do. But it takes a lot of time to kind of plan a thru hike and also to get physically fit. I will literally need a year to be, I think, at the level of health I think I need to be at in order to do it well. There are groups for it. There's Facebook groups. There's equipment. There's all this stuff that you have to plan. So I'm starting to plan now. And I'm looking to start it at the end of July 2021 and finish it Labor Day weekend of 2021. Then I would like to spend 3 to 6 months overseas. Honestly, I'm going to need a break after this. I need a break from America. I just need a break. And I needed a break before all this stuff happened. And now I really need a break. Colorado is not a problem. I enjoy Colorado. Like, that's not an issue. But I need a break from the United States for a while. And so I am starting to look at, what does that look like? Where would I go? What would I do? I'm a slow traveler. I don't like going to 75 countries at the same time. Like, it's so boring and I hate that kind of travel. So for me, I spend a lot of time planning out my travels and like where I'm going to stay. And right now it looks like I'm going to go to hopefully Iceland, Scotland, and then to Spain, Portugal, and Morocco. I think the idea would be to spend like 7 days in Iceland, like seven to 10 days in Scotland, and then study Spanish in Spain, and then go to Portugal and Morocco for like a week or two. That's kind of the plan right now. there are a lot of moving parts because honestly, it depends on what's going on with coronavirus, things like that. But I'm planning for fall of 2021. So that gives me plenty of time to really save money, make adjustments to the plan, get a vaccine, because I think by then we should hopefully have vaccines, stuff like that. So if you are like, I love to travel, hashtag travel, and I am trapped and I don't know what to do, don't wallow. Like, just start focusing on making your plans, because this too shall pass. It might not pass as fast as we would like, but this too shall pass. I want to leave you with this last thought. Don't let the craziness of 2020 kill your dreams. Simplify the process. Give yourself a realistic time frame to get things done, keeping in mind that we're in a pandemic and that things are just slower. Be bold about what you want for yourself. I'm really focusing on what can happen in 1 year and breaking down my goals into much smaller bites than before. So before, maybe I would try to do things a little faster, and that's just not going to happen. Like, I have to take into account my energy and timing and all that kind of thing. So I'm doing it slower. But honestly, that's how I paid off over $60,000 in debt. I kept moving forward. Right now, I'm about 8 weeks from having all of this unsecured debt done. And honestly, I'm really freaking tired, but I will focus on keeping my energy up and just taking one step at a time, and I'm going to get it done. And you will too. You deserve to have the dreams that you have for yourself, that you have for your family, for your loved ones. Don't let this year railroad you from doing what's best for you. Anyway, I hope you're having a beautiful day. I hope you had a safe 4th of July. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and please take care of yourself.